This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the USA. Good afternoon from London, Nick. How are you?
Hey, Johnny. I'm good. Good to be back with you.
Now, just as we thought it was safe to go back into the water, as a famous film once said, we've got concerns today because of Trump tariffs back in the headlines. Markets don't like it. Donald Trump has threatened to impose a 50% tariff on the EU starting from next month after saying that trade talks with Brussels were going nowhere. He made those comments on his Truth Social platform. Is this just the latest part of the art of the deal, or should markets be really concerned about this?
I was wondering the same thing, Johnny, in terms of, like, you know, we've seen this playbook a couple times now, right? Like, you would think the market's starting to figure out how this ordeal kind of goes. There's a big confrontational kind of statement that is made, and then shortly after, it's like, actually, they want to make a deal. We're going to shake hands on this, you know? So we've seen this playbook a couple times. I mean, if we can see it with China, I imagine we could probably see it with the EU. So when it comes to market reactions here this morning, stocks are lower, as you pointed out. We also see gold making a pretty good move higher here, 1.8% move higher, up to 33.50 an ounce. We also see the VIX this morning at one point was up about 20%, has since come down a good bit from there. Stocks are, you know, lower, but at least at the time of recording, moderating a little bit. I wonder if, Johnny, you might be onto something with that thinking, right? The market is like, okay, Trump, we've seen this game a couple times. We know how this works. So I do wonder if maybe that is a little bit at play. That being said, the Japanese yen moving higher here today, yields were moving lower, have bounced back a little bit. Notably, we see some really interesting moves happening in the British pound against the dollar today, Johnny.
That's right. I mean, the pound is now trading at levels last seen in February 2022. You know, the dollar, as you said, has taken a bit of a hit as the news from Trump has only intensified existing market worries about the sustainability of US government debt levels. Also on that Truth Social post, by the way, Nick, was a threat to Apple that it will be forced to pay 25% tariffs on its iPhones unless it moves all its manufacturing to the United States. Donald Trump says he's informed Tim Cook that he expects that their iPhones that will be sold in the USA will be manufactured and built in the USA and not India, and not any place else, to quote the president. I mean, it takes a long time to make that kind of transition anyway. You can't just move massive factories and all your workers and get the right people you want in a matter of days or months, unlike you can change the tariff number. You can change the tariff number overnight. You can't move a factory to the Midwest just like that.
Yeah. So, Johnny, what's interesting between the whole Tim Cook and Donald Trump dynamic here is that while all that has gone on, the Apple stock shares have actually not rebounded nearly as well as some of the other Mag 7 and you know, corporations in the United States. Apple's still down about 24% from its all-time highs. Meanwhile, many things are much closer to their highs and many stocks making new highs currently. The reason I bring that up is that here's how I see it. I feel like the dynamic between Tim Cook and Donald Trump is kind of like Donald Trump is the parent who has said curfew is 10 p.m. and Tim Cook is showing up at 10:30 every night. And, you know, because what we're seeing here, right, we're seeing Trump say, I want you to make your iPhones in the United States, which, as you've just pointed out, is a very, very difficult thing. It's easy to say that, very difficult thing to actually move production to a you know, very, service-based economy here in the United States. So Tim Cook has kind of been like, okay, well, we'll get out of China. We'll go to India. We'll go to all these other, you know, Vietnam and other places, which kind of was like, I'm hearing you saying this, and then I'm doing something that you didn't actually really want me to do, right? He didn't really want you to move to India. He wanted you to move to the US. So there's that tension, there's that dynamic. Here's my opinion on it. I think there's probably a middle ground. There's probably some more things that can be manufactured by Apple in the United States. I know Texas, they have a big manufacturing for certain products that they offer. I think that's probably the middle ground. And you know, I like Apple as a company personally, and I think that the long term scenario here might be a middle ground is probably a healthy resolution. Hey, we'll do what's practical to move to the United States, but it may take much longer to move iPhone production to the United States, which, again, based on the headlines today, looks pretty dire because the iPhone was kind of specified as what he wants in the United States. But at the end of the day, right, Johnny, this is a private company, right? They get to make their decisions. The president doesn't. And so he's putting the alternative to being like, you know, iPhones are going to get a 25% tariff. So it's very pinpointed to a particular product that the president wants to be made in the United States. And Apple themselves just maybe saying it's not feasible at this time. Otherwise, iPhone prices could go to $3,000 a unit or something like that.
Meanwhile, Nick, we've had the latest retail sales from both over here in the UK and in Canada. And actually, they've come out better than expected.
Yeah, and the British pound, we spoke on Wednesday with Kenny. We did a little bit of a deep dive in terms of some economic data out of the UK, which has been, I don't want to say that the UK economy is in an excellent spot, but relative to what analyst forecasts have been, we've been seeing some upbeat numbers. We saw more of that, as you just mentioned, with the retail sales number that came in on Friday at 1.2% month over month growth compared to a forecasted 0.3%. Showing that the UK consumer got out and spent a little bit more than people thought they might. Now, the reason I bring that up is because the last time we spoke about this, Johnny, we discussed how much of this is pull forward stuff on the tariffs, which now of the list of countries, the UK may have the most clarity in terms of what tariffs are going to look like, right? They've reached a deal. That said, now people almost know the deal's coming. They know those changes are in place and goods may have gotten bought up in anticipation. However, we also saw the same in Canada. We saw Canadian retail sales come in higher than expected. 0.6% was forecasted month over month. They actually got 0.8%. So a little bit of better than expected economic data here coming out of the UK and Canada. As you mentioned, the British pound hitting a multi-year high at 1.35 at one point this morning against the US dollar. Not so bad.
Yeah, it's about time I came over to see you over there in the United States because I get a lot of dollars for my pound.
Anytime. You can buy me a drink.
Right. Let's look ahead to the week to come. We have a shorter working week here in the United Kingdom because there's a late May bank holiday here. We're back on Tuesday, but what should we look ahead to?
Yeah, so in the US, we have Memorial Days. We've got Monday off for that. So in terms of the rest of the day, same for us. We'll be back on Tuesday. We've got Australian CPI as soon as we get back here. And then we've got the cash rate out of New Zealand, their rate statement and policy statement, the press conference, of course. And then on Wednesday, we have the FOMC meeting minutes. Will be interesting to see if they revise or change anything there. And then on Thursday, we've got our usual weekly unemployment claims. Preliminary GDP also comes out for the United States. And on Friday, we get the core PCE number out of the United States, as well as Canadian GDP numbers, European preliminary CPI numbers. And on China data, we get manufacturing PMI that evening.
Busy week ahead. Nick, have a great long weekend, and we'll speak to you then.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.